More than half of the schools in Pima County scored an A or a B, 24% got Cs, and almost 16% received a D grade. For the first time since the Arizona Department of Education started assigning letter grades to schools, the Vail District received a straight A report card. Calvin Baker is the superintendent for Vail Schools.
In order to get an A, not only do you have to do really well, but you also have to avoid making mistakes. There's so many ways to lose points by not having enough students take a test or having just a small group of students not do well on a particular test. So we're just absolutely thrilled.
The majority of schools in Tucson's largest district, Tucson Unified, received B's and C's.
We're pretty excited about what we've seen from the ADE.
Kara Renee with TUSD says two-thirds of its schools improved, but some still received an underperforming D grade for the third year in a row.
We have four schools that have challenges, so those schools that are really, really struggling and have those D grades and are at risk are going to be getting, again, special attention from the district.
A handful of schools in the Sunnyside District also received a D for the third time. State officials could label those schools as failing after a review process. John Hoopenthal, Arizona's chief of public instruction, says despite some bad news, Arizona students are doing better.
And of course, we'd like to see a more dramatic improvement trajectory, but under these situations, we are incredibly proud of this. We were very concerned going into this period of time and the stresses that our schools and school districts were facing.
Across the state, more than half of Arizona students who took the AIMS passed each of the sections, which cover math, reading, science, and writing. But the State Department of Education is calling some results a wake-up call because fewer students passed the science and writing sections of the test.